From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Monday, June 17th. It has happened again at the Clairton Coke Works. U.S. Steel is reporting what it calls a small fire in an electrical breaker in a control room early this morning. The fire has been put out and no one was injured. However, the Allegheny County Health Department says control rooms 1, 2, and 5 were shut down. Control room 1 is back in operation, but equipment needed to clean coke oven gas remains shut down. Authorities say at the moment there is no need for residents to take specific precautions. U.S. Steel says it is taking steps to reduce emissions. A fire in the same area in December caused sulfur to be released into the air and resulted in more than $2 million in fines. New developments are expected this week in resolving the legal clash between UPMC and Highmark. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStillo reports.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro has to decide if he's going to appeal Friday's Commonwealth Court ruling in favor of UPMC that lets the June 30th termination date with Highmark stand. He could also challenge on new grounds. State Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa says the ruling puts new focus on legislation he's sponsoring with Representative Dan Frankel.
That they would be required to contract with one another, and if they don't, they would go to binding arbitration and to work out the specifics through arbitration.
As early as today, UPMC is to present Highmark with specific terms for Medicare Advantage and Hillman Cancer Center patients. Joe DeStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
A McKeesport man is accused of starting a massive fire at Rabbi Jonathan Max's Brooklyn, New York home, injuring 14 people last week. With more, here's KDKA-TV's Lindsay Ward.
That man is Matthew Karolewski. He's been charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of arson. We've learned that he may have had a grudge against the rabbi, claiming that he was sexually abused by him. Police say Karolewski traveled from our area to Brooklyn and was arrested on Saturday. Now, at this time, we don't know how police tracked him down. It was on Thursday when three homes were destroyed by fire. There's surveillance video showing a man running away just moments after the fire began.
Karolewski lived in an apartment in East Liberty and has links to Yeshiva School in Squirrel Hill. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.